This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 to be part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation, because I do get a kick out of what you guys are writing in Facebook and that kind of thing, and that you're keeping up with the conversation. And you know what? You can always send me an email, too. Some of you say that, yeah, I don't want to go to Facebook. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. All you got to do is send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And that way there, you know what? You can get involved in the conversation for real. You know, let me know what you think about a particular. Tell me where I'm off. I always enjoy that, because it gives me something to work with. If you tell me where I'm on and you agree with me, it's kind of boring. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, you know, we've been talking about the shootings that have taken place. And again, as I've said a million times, I am not defending the police officers here. I don't know enough. At least I'm willing to admit that to you. I don't, you know, you got 3,000 commentators out there telling you how tragic it is, how great it is, how not great it is. It's the black guy's fault. It's the cop's fault. I don't know. It's really that simple. I'm looking at what I'm looking at. I'm taking information from people that I can. But, you know, some people are on this every day. And here's somebody I trust to look at this stuff and push back on me if he thinks I'm wrong. I've got Jason Wirt, the news director for USA Radio Networks. And Jason, thanks for being with me tonight.
Anytime, brother.
So I don't know if you heard in the first hour, I was talking about what went down, and we played the clip of the woman who really kind of went off on, hey, you shot my husband, and the whole nine yards. The two things that stuck out to me, and we'll talk about this one in particular in the beginning, is, you know, she was telling him a couple of things. You know, don't do it. Get out of the car. You know, what was the other thing she said? Don't shoot. There was a whole bunch of stuff that she was saying that would lead you to believe that something else was going on and not just what we're hearing. What do you know about that one in particular, if anything?
Well, you look at that video. First off, have you ever seen a video that was given out by Black Lives Matter or the family members or anything that wasn't in some way making the police look as horrible as possible? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I give this woman's video no credibility. And just because of the extreme bias of the source. Now, you know, you looked at the video. I heard your comments earlier. You can't see his hands.
Nope.
Okay. And police are not going to stand there, and it wasn't just one cop.
No.
That's the thing. It wasn't just one officer saying, put down the gun. It was multiple police officers.
Yep.
Yelling, put down the gun. Now, if it was one officer, okay, maybe we go back and forth. But when you have multiple officers at different angles, they were at different viewing angles.
Yep.
Saying, put down the gun? The guy had a gun. I mean, and the guy, the CSIs, found the gun. So, you know, her claims that he didn't have a gun, immediately she's proven, with the facts, proven wrong. So how much credibility can you really give her in her video when she's already been proven wrong on the major point that she contended, that he had a book and not a gun?
Well, part of what I love about this is the fact that they're in a tense situation. We got all this kind of stuff going on, and she's yelling, he doesn't have a gun. And I'm thinking to myself, when you're in that kind of a situation, that doesn't help. You're an accomplice at this point. How about this? Just stop. Do exactly what the cops tell you to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Just do exactly what you're told to do. I've always said this. Live to be able to sue them the next day if you're not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. And the thing is, she's yelling, he doesn't have a gun. Well, it's like, would you walk up at a TSA station and say, he doesn't have a bomb? I mean, you don't even, I mean, this is a tense situation. These are police officers whose lives are on the line, and you're yelling the word gun.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I know, right? What kind of sense does that make? I don't know. But again, I want to go back to we now have the one officer has been charged with, I don't even know what it was. Was it
first-degree manslaughter.
First-degree manslaughter. There you go. And that one there, they have. They also have that on helicopter, right? They've got a helicopter video of that and what have you. So, I don't know where that goes. I don't believe they would just charge her for no reason at all. I think they have, you should know more about that than I do. I'll leave that to you.
Do you want me to speak as a journalist, or do you want to take me to take my hat off and give a little opinion based on 30 years' experience?
Okay, so start off there. Take your hat off.
Taking my hat off.
Yeah.
By charging this officer so quickly, what this guy does is goes back to the protesters and says, hey, I brought charges, I'm taking her into court, and everything. You know, he makes himself look out to be a hero, when in reality, he's passing the buck on to some judge.
Okay.
And then if the facts come out and say that this officer was justified, well, I brought the charges, I took it into court, I did what I was supposed to do. I mean, this was a classic cover-your-rear-end move by this prosecutor.
Okay.
Now, looking at the video itself, I've seen the helicopter video, I've seen everything. Here's what gets me. He refused commands, and he walked back to his vehicle and dropped one of his arms to open the door to get into the vehicle.
Right.
If you watch the video, you can see his hand move down toward the handle of the vehicle.
Right.
Now, if you are a police officer, and it looks like someone is about to open a vehicle, open a drawer, open a door, where a weapon could be on the other side, you are now in a situation where you are at risk for mortal danger. So this is going to come back, and when they analyze that video and they get into court, they're going to say, he dropped his hand to open the door. The officer had no way of knowing if there was a weapon on the other side.
Right.
And this person has already shown a willingness not listen to police commands.
Well, let's talk about criminal records and that kind of thing on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute. Jason Wirt joins me. We're going to talk about the shootings that have been going on, like everybody else is. But we're going to do it in common sense. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Hey, he didn't remind me. He jumped in to say something to me, and Evan said, good friend of the show, keep your eyes open for a DVD coming out. I'm going to let you know. I'll have him back on the show when it goes down, but keep your eyes open for him. You know, if you see him around and he's doing a commentary, he's doing a comedy show somewhere or what have you, he is our equivalent to Bill Maher. He is the conservative equivalent to Bill Maher. Evan Sade, head over to his site, check him out. Check him out up on YouTube. You know, just a good guy. Love the guy. I love the fact that he's on our team. Makes me very happy. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, Michael Cotto From Waterloo, Water. See, you can tell, Michael, I'm from Boston. I shouldn't even be calling this out because you're from New York. You know what I'm saying here? From Waterloo, New York, I think it's his first time on the show. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. And Donna from Iron Station. Donna. I said Donna. Donna? I don't want to use her last name in case she doesn't want us to. She's in North Carolina. They got a little trouble there today. I don't know if you caught that. Okay. Donna, thanks for being with us, too. I appreciate all you that listen in. But when you say give me a shout-out or give me your city or give me your state, more than happy to holler it out. Anyway, Jason Wirt joins me. He's the news director at USA Radio News. And I do appreciate when he's with me, too. We have a good time as well. And, you know, we're not stuck on the same page, which I like. I very much like that. Anyway, Jason, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, man.
Good. Okay, so... I'm having a senior moment. I forgot what the heck we were talking about, but I know it had to do something with the. Jason will tell you.
Yeah.
Jason's a young guy, honey. He'll remember. Ask him.
Yeah, I'm 46. I'm not exactly young. You're
a heck of a lot younger than me. Let me tell you what. So, I know what it was. I said I want to talk. You know, we were talking about these shootings, and you know what's going on. And you took your hat off. To talk a little bit about, as a non-journalist, what's going on there. But again, you and I are in agreement from a standpoint of do what they tell you to do. I mean, she's telling this guy to stop, continually telling this guy to stop, and he keeps walking away from her. I would ask people, what do you think we should do? What is the officer supposed to do in that situation?
Well, this is a result of 8 years of a presidency. And this is, I'm looking at this as a journalist here just based on actions that I've seen taken. We have an administration that has been actively anti-police since it's been in there. They pay lip service to being supporters of our police and having their back, but when push comes to shove, this administration has been behind the people that have been demonizing our policemen and women across the nation. This has been their pattern. And this is what we're seeing now is the end result of that 8 years of disrespect being pumped into the minority communities of America, where they're saying police hate you, police are out to get you, and we as an administration want to help you get back at these police officers. That's what this, and so we are seeing, you know, go Christian, they always say you're known by your fruits. This is the fruit of the Obama administration's hatred for America's police.
Oh, listen, it goes all the way back to the, what do they call that? The Milk Summit. Remember that?
Yes.
Where he stuck his nose in, where he should, I mean, I've never seen a president stick his nose into a situation like that so quickly. You know what I'm saying?
There's a situation right now in Hagerstown, Maryland, where a 15-year-old girl riding a bicycle went through an intersection and slammed into somebody's car.
I saw that.
She was at fault. She had marijuana on her. And she and her family, they hired this attorney who basically had been suspended for misconduct twice. I mean, they came out, they had this big press conference, and the police released the body cam video. And it disproved everything this family claimed. I mean, everything. And they still have their press conference saying that the officers were wrong and they beat her and they slammed her against the wall. The video's right there. They lied. And the thing is, there was a giant protest. There were hundreds of people coming out and screaming about the police, even though it was proven conclusively the police did nothing wrong. So, I mean, we are in an environment where there is a target on the back of our police, and it has been placed there by the Obama administration.
Yeah, I hate to say this, I do agree with you, but you know, we got somebody in the chat on the Facebook. I don't know if you saw this. Ryan says at least someone is trying. I don't agree with everything these guys say. You know what's great though? Used to be America prided themselves on defending the ability to say things you disagree with. See, we're missing that. All right, we also prided ourselves on informed, honest debate, common respect can make us a great country again. The inability to accept that not everyone thinks like you, nor do they have to, will get us.
Whoa.
He is 100% on. Sorry, buddy.
Well, I agree with him, but your conservative listeners are going to get very, very mad at me.
Uh-oh.
because I look at the Clinton administration, the first Clinton administration, yeah. Hopefully we won't have a second, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, we have had practically two decades of people being told not to think for themselves, where intellectual honesty and honest debate has been demonized by large groups of people, where talking points on social media and sound bites have been what people are told is what they need to remember for political debate. We, just like we said, this is the fruit of that. We've had two decades of honest intellectual discussion being ripped apart.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to say we have two decades of having honest discussion because we don't.
No.
Yeah.
We've had these last 20 years where people who think for themselves, who read multiple news sources, they're looked upon and scorned. You know, why are the Ted Cruz thing, which we're going to get into. I mean, look at the reaction of people that they are party line.
Yep.
They have their talking points. They don't, you know, people are shocked when they find out. I get up in the morning and I go to the BBC, the New York Times, the LA Times, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC.
Hey, what about Huffington Post?
I look at Huffington Post.
I do, too.
I've read through Daily Cause. I mean, I may not agree with it. But if you don't know what the people you disagree with are saying, you can't have intellectual discussion.
I agree.
And even then, sometimes you can't have intellectual discussion anyway. But I am a firm believer that you need to educate yourself. And the problem is education, true education, not partisan education, true education.
Right. We got to go for another break.
Spectrum.
Yeah, and then when we come back, let's talk about you. You don't agree with some of the comments I made about Cruz. You want to hit it from a different perspective. So we'll talk about that the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can either head up to the website where we have a live chat room, or if you're a Facebook person, head over to the Real Side Radio Facebook page, and you will find a whole bunch of people in there. Some of them smarter than I am, or actually most of them, it looks like, smarter than I am. Jason Wirt joins me. He's the news director over at USA Radio News. And, Jason, thanks for being with me tonight.
I'm still going to get that Yakko, Wacko, and Dot that you keep on your control board or something.
You ain't getting them. Those are old, and that's hard stuff to find nowadays. So.
Yeah, I know. My youngest son, my autistic son, loves Animaniacs.
How can you not? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, my oldest one does, too. So.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You can't be, people with taste love those. So, anyhow. The What? Yeah, my wife doesn't care for them. But, again, we're going to talk about Cruz's, his announcement about backing Trump and all that. And you wanted to talk to it from a different point of view than I did. So, your mic is hot.
Well, I looked at this situation, and, everybody was immediately, oh, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And, I have a 15-year-old son named Dale, and we talk about what's happening in the world, and he asks me, he'll call me every day and goes, okay, Dad, what happened in the news? And we talk about it, and I'm honest with him. And this Cruz thing, when I looked at the statement, and here's what jumped out at me. The first thing he said was he was going to honor his statement that he said he would support the Republican nominee. Now, we live in a day and age where we talk a lot about integrity, and a lot of people will call themselves men and women of integrity.
Yeah.
Today, Ted Cruz showed us integrity. He does not like Donald Trump. His opinion of Donald Trump has not changed.
Right.
There is nothing that he has said that says I'm wholeheartedly on the Trump train. What he came out and said was, I gave my word to the American people that I would support the Republican nominee, whoever that was, and I am going to keep my word. Now, integrity is very easy when there's nothing on the line.
Right.
He knew making that statement today was going to get him millions of people attacking him on both sides. Democrats were going to pound him as a horrible hypocrite. Republicans were going to hit him saying he was a sellout. He knew making this announcement today was going to harm him, in the short term at least, and have people that are going to never forgive him for making this announcement. But he had to stand by his word, Joe. This was a situation today where his integrity was truly put to the test, and he said, my integrity matters. That is a lesson I want my 15-year-old son to see and learn.
Okay. So my question to you, was it a newfound integrity? Because,
well,
come on.
Now the thing is, though.
Yeah. We all make mistakes. I get that.
Integrity doesn't mean perfection, Joe.
Right.
After things was over, Trump attacked Cruz's wife, his family. I mean, there was a lot of extremely nasty things
that
were said here.
I agree.
Okay, and you brought in being a Christian, and I want to drag that in here a little bit, too.
Please.
Being a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect either.
Nope.
You know, there are times when I have gone through things in my life as a Christian where I knew what I had to do, and I didn't want to do what God was calling me to do. And I put it off as long as I could. And it was disobedience is what it was. But eventually I stepped up and I did what I felt God telling me to do, even if I didn't want to do it.
But Jason, my critical comment about him was this. And I was very clear that the Christian thing for him was a big deal. And he kept talking about it. And, you know, I'm a Christian. I follow what the Bible says. And this was almost in every speech and every comment and everything he did. So, when,
right.
You know, a Christian, I mean, think about something. Christ forgave people who were spitting on him, who hated him. So if you're truly a man of your word and you're holding your Christianity up, now again, I realize we're not all perfect. I'm not going down that road. But all I'm saying is that he would have been better off, he would have been better off at the RNC saying, I don't want to do this,
okay.
Right? Go ahead.
Here's the thing, and I'll admit, you hit a pet peeve of mine. You're trying to compare one of us to Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Jesus. This is God.
We're supposed
okay?
to, but he's supposed to be our example,
God,
right?
God is perfect. So of course he's going to forgive right away because God is perfect. Ted Cruz is not God and not perfect. Neither are you and I.
Jason, have you ever forgiven somebody who's really screwed you?
It has taken me time.
Right, but you've done it.
It's literally taken me years.
Right, but you've done it.
It hasn't been years, Joe.
No, I hear you.
But there
I
are
hear
people
you.
That it has taken me, in one case, decades to forgive this person. Eventually, I did. It's like you were expecting Cruz to immediately turn around.
No.
That's what it sounded
you
like.
You do not wear your Christianity on your sleeve. You do not.
Yes, I do.
I know you who you are, and you speak about it. There's a difference between talking about your love for Christ. There's a difference between talking about how important your faith is to you, as opposed to being up on stage running for president or governor or senate or whatever you're running for and saying, I abide by this book. There's a big difference between that. There's a big difference between a holier-than-thou attitude and someone who makes mistakes and that kind of stuff. I get that part.
Okay, wait. How is it that much different for him to do that than me being on a national radio talk show telling millions of people that are listening that I am a Christian, I try to strive to be like Christ every day of my life.
Right. When I run for school board, in my conversation, and because I'm a Christian, I'm going to make sure that your kid, you know, I don't go doing all of that stuff. But what I do say to people in my conversation and moving around is, look, I have Christian principles and Christian values that I try to adhere to.
And that's part of what's going to make as maybe the person
Joe,
I am.
I agree, Joe, but here's the thing. The Christian thing to do was what he did today. Come back in humility, and the people that are attacking him, I honestly question whether they are conservatives, because a major conservative value is integrity and truth. And if you say that Ted Cruz should have broken his word to the American people,
no,
just because you don't like Donald Trump,
nope.
Are you really supporting conservatives?
Oh, no, no. I think that everything he did today was right. I'm not saying what he did was wrong.
Well, but there are a lot of people, sure, even some in the chat right now, who are saying that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is the kind of thing, Joe, where I look at this and I see a man who for the last few months has had to wrestle with a decision where he knew what he had to do, but he didn't want to do it. He knew he had to forgive, and he didn't want to do it. And he had to do it on a stage that you and I have never even remotely dreamed of having to do it upon.
Not on that big of a stage. You're right. Yes.
And he stood up, and he did the biblical thing, the integral thing. And I'm glad I was able to take my 15-year-old and look at this and go, here's a man who had his integrity put to test in a way that you and I maybe never will.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered that call.
Well, like I said, I'm not mad at him. I'm not faulting him. All I said and all I will stay on is that nothing really has changed other than his ability to finally step up and say, I'm going to step up and I'm going to live to the word that I gave.
Well, and
none of those things that he said in there has changed from the RNC to today. Or from the day he decided to step out, correct?
I agree with you there. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I
don't see where he, just because he didn't do this before today, somehow makes him less of a Christian.
Don't do that. I didn't say that. I didn't say it makes him less of a Christian. I said what bothers me.
That's the impression I took from.
Let me change that. What bothers me is when I say wear your Christianity on your sleeve. You and I have both been in those meetings with people, you know, other quote unquote brothers in Christ that sit there and they do the whole and the Bible says, you know, the Bible says that. It's like, you know what, Frank, shut up. Because
I had to leave my church last week.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Don't say it. Did your pastor say it doesn't matter who you vote for?
No, it had nothing to do with politics. It had entirely to do with them acting counter to the word of God. You know what I mean?
Hey, we got to go for a break. You know how it goes. We'll be back in a minute. I'm John with Senior Host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025. 436-5025.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, winding it up for the night, for the weekend. And listen, guys, in case I don't get enough time to say, because when Jason and I get rolling, we bring it right up to the end. Be careful this weekend, right? And I say that every weekend because, you know, we get stupid on the weekends. We go do things that we normally wouldn't do. And so I want you all back with me on Monday. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking to myself. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want that to happen. It's pretty boring as I'm sitting here yelling at myself about what an idiot I am. So, Jason Wirt joins me. He's the news director for USA Radio News. And, Jason, again, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
No, glad to be here anytime.
Yeah. And so we can set that Christianity thing to rest for the moment. I want to be clear. I don't think somebody is less than a Christian because they don't live a perfect lifestyle. I mean, God,
look at mine.
You'd consider me a rank loser at times. But what I do say is that if you're going to be, you know, we live it. They'll know us by our fruits. You could talk about the love of Christ. You could show the love of Christ. But when you're out there, I won't say shove it in people's faces because that's not what I mean by this. But you're really kind of leaning on it heavily, openly. I think you're required more. You know, it's like you and I were just talking during the break. I think a pastor has a lot more responsibility in certain areas of showing the love of Christ than you and I do.
I agree.
You know?
But it comes back to me that look at the stage that he was on. I mean, this is a level of humility in front of tens of millions of people that you or I have never been on.
Nope.
And so he did wear it on his sleeve.
Someday.
He also had to be humble on a stage commensurate
right.
with him wearing it on his sleeve like that.
Right. Right. Well, hey. All right. So the shootings here, what happens this weekend? What part will that play in football? We got football going on Sunday. I'm dying to see what part that plays in all of that. Right? And then and then Monday night. What part will it play? Well, it shouldn't play anything in the football games, but you know it will.
You know, here's the thing. I've seen all the memes going around of, you know, they took a knee and everyone's going crazy saying they shouldn't do that or whatever. Well, you know what? It's called free speech, folks. If you're going to take a knee, be prepared for people to think you're an idiot and disagree with you.
That's right.
You know, it's... In my opinion, Colin Kaepernick is spitting in the face of the very people that gave him the right to do that. But when I was younger, I had a great respect for the men and women of the military. I never served myself, but I had probably an abnormal respect for those who did because I didn't serve. When I was a teenager, I grew up in the East Coast. When I was a teenager, I used to volunteer on some weekends. We would drive down an hour and a half to Washington and volunteer at the booth for the POWMIA that they had on the mall down there. And I would talk to the veterans, and I would hear the stories. And you know what? Colin Kaepernick may be spitting in their faces, but every one of those soldiers would take that because of how much they believe in his right to do that. And so when I see them doing that, do I look at them and say, yeah, I think that they're doing what they're doing for a completely wrong reason?
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're trying to stand up for something. A lot of people don't do that.
My conviction is this. Just because you have a right doesn't make it right. Would you at least agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I get it. So why not, and you've heard this thing, and I'm totally buying it. Why do it at the game? Why not have if he's so important and all this, do it. Would it not have the same effect after the game? If he held a press conference or before the game and say, here's where my head's at, here's what I got going on. Because I look at it further than this. The flag is not about what's going on last Tuesday. That flag is what's gone on over 200 years in this country. That flag is about what's gone on when our soldiers, men and women who have died, white men who have died, you know, to stop black slavery. The picture is so much bigger than what's going on in this country over the last couple of months or even years. And I think that's not explained, and that's my problem. We have a lot of low IQ people jumping on the bandwagon, you know?
Well, I mean, this whole situation, I mean, if we were coming at this with pure honesty and pure statistics, black men being shot by white police officers is actually the lowest category of police shootings, based on race, if you look at it. The number one, can you guess what the number one is, Joe?
White on white crime.
Yes, white people being shot by white officers.
I've seen the number, I know.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the statistics, just based on pure crime numbers, someone who is in the black community has exponentially higher chances of being violently attacked or shot by another black in their community than anybody would be remotely shot by a police officer, but yet they're focusing on the police being the problem? I mean, the problem is there are a lot of people that won't stand up to these activists, and this has been cultivated over the Obama administration, that white people are evil, white people shouldn't be allowed to say anything, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. That's really a way just to try to silence people from being able to point out the statistics do not back up Black Lives Matter.
Well, if you're going to bring logic and numbers into it, nobody wants to play anymore because it's not as exciting.
You know, You know, it's the kind of thing where the Obama administration's own Justice Department, the Centers for Disease Control, which is under the Obama administration, they have all come out with data that shows the biggest crime problem in America is black-on-black violence. Where was Colin Kaepernick before now? Where were these black athletes before now?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to guess.
Racist for bringing that up.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you to guess on this one, okay? My understanding that his career was in the toilet to begin with. Okay,
it was fading fast.
Yeah, yes. he was pretty close to the last flush, if you would. And yes. All of a sudden all this noise comes up. And somebody said, you know, he could be using this as a way to sue when they let him go, knowing that they're going to let him go.
Right.
Now, the other irritant I have is I'm looking across the country, and I've said this on the show. Anybody who knows me, I've said, look, people, you either have freedom of speech or you don't, all right? And here they are holding him in high esteem. But that freedom of speech in the sports world is a joke. And, you know, I'm borderline hater of sports because of what goes down. You have Tim Tebow, right? He takes a knee. Apparently, it's not for the right reason. Okay, he takes a knee, and what do you got? Sports announcers saying, "Yeah, he shouldn't be doing that. That's not the right thing to do. He should keep that to himself," and all this other garbage. But then we have a Yoho who takes a knee, who I feel sorry for all the wrong reasons, and he's hailed as a hero.
Well, Joe, to bring this whole discussion we've had this hour full circle, it comes back to the
You've
fact
been on that an hour. Like, holy Jesus!
I know, really. You don't do this anymore. It comes back to the fact that intellectual dishonesty is so praised. I mean, we look, the Black Lives Matter people are bringing this up. It's race. Okay, you're making this about race. The statistics say, based on race, black-on-black violence is, well, you're a racist for bringing that up. No. You brought race into this.
That's right.
If you're being intellectually honest, you brought up race. Let's look at race. But the statistics don't back them up, and no. So they scream, you're a racist, you're a bigot, because they can't make an intelligent response to what you said.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Do you know this fellow Benjamin Watson? Because, again, like I said, I'm not a sports guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben Watson, tight end.
So apparently, and I don't know, you know, you never know if these things are totally true or not until they play out and go through, but apparently he came out and said, Obama can't save us, Mrs. Clinton can't save us, Mr. Trump can't save us. The only one who can change the heart of a man is the Lord.
Now, yeah, he's a very strong Christian. He's actually been outspoken for a number of years about his faith.
Right. So, you know, here's another guy. Let's see what they write about him. Let's see if they say anything at all about him towards this. Now, I would imagine they wouldn't because he didn't make a big spectacle out of it, which is pretty
interesting. The comments, I've heard comments that he just doesn't get it.
Yeah, maybe it's them that don't get it. But,
that translates into you're not marching in lockstep behind us.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He believes in that freaky God thing. Anyhow, all right, Jason, quickly tell people where they can maybe hear you, catch your writings. I know you like to post stuff from time to time. How do they find you?
Well, really, I post some stuff at usaradio.com sometimes, but most of the time, I'll leave comments on your page on Facebook.
Yeah, that's good. I'm good with that. You can post anything you want up there, too. So, hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time with me. Go have a great conversation with your son like I know you will. I want to thank the rest of you for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me. I meant what I said. You need to be careful over the weekend. I want you back here on Monday. I want you to be able to listen to the show on Monday. Okay, it's really that simple. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your hated ones, your enemies. Have them tune into the show. They might learn something. And you want to be really sneaky, give them the phone number. Tell them this guy's a real freaktoid. I want you to talk to him. And we'll have a field day with them, too. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Glad you could be with me. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
All right. Have a great night.
Will I be back on, or can I archive this?
Yes, you'll be. Yes. Hey, do you want to do the... Oh, you already said you'd do the Monday thing after the...
After the debate, yeah. Right? Okay, yeah, cool. I'll be around. Whatever you need.
All right. Just send me, we'll converse through Facebook.